joining me in the studio, Maybelle Filler from Sitka Counseling. She's a behavioral health clinician and one of the trainers at the upcoming Mental Health First Aid Training. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Well, coming up on Thursday the 19th from 9 to 5 at St. Peter's Seahouse, a Mental Health First Aid Training Day. Tell us all about the topics that are going to be covered and why someone might be interested in attending.
Well, some of the topics that are covered are things that are very familiar with folks. Things dealing with anxiety, depression, perhaps substance use. One of the things that we were hoping to do is increase the education of people in terms of what they know and maybe what they don't know, the myths and the facts. We believe that empowering folks in terms of what they can do to help their fellow neighbor, their family, their friend, they can perhaps help to stem the tide of not stigmatizing mental health illness, perhaps getting people to the help that they need a little faster, or preventing a crisis from happening. It's sort of like CPR and first aid in terms of really you don't need to be an expert in how to help your neighbor, but really just wanting to help. That first sense of when people do need help or when somebody notices something, oftentimes it's not a doctor or a counselor, but oftentimes it's their family member, it's their friend, it's the person that they work with. And so empowering folks, just like if they would notice somebody having a heart issue, or perhaps they come across somebody who might need some other kind of issue, that they can help too.
What kinds of individuals would be interested in attending this training?
Well, we're hoping that adults will want to really add to their bucket list of knowing about things in their lives. And so we're looking for people who are curious, who are wanting to know just a little bit more about what they can do to help people. You don't need to have a degree on the wall. You don't need to have a special certification. This is a training that could be for anybody and all types of situations. We do have special trainings for youth. We're not able to offer that on Thursday. However, we do offer this particular training for adults every quarter, and we're hoping that people will be interested. It is only $50. It's usually $75, but it being sponsored by both Sitka Counseling Prevention Services and the Hope Coalition, we really wanted to provide something that was available and not cost prohibitive from people just attending. It is an all-day event. It starts actually at 8, and it does go all day with several breaks, but really it's very much giving people the bullet points of what they need to know. They come away with a workbook of some type, and a lot of hands-on experience, a lot of hands-on trainings, role play. So it's not just sitting there listening to people. It's giving them the opportunity to test or to practice on other people as they're sitting in the class.
So you're a mental health professional. You've been working in the community for many years. Tell us about maybe some experiences you've had where mental health first aid would have been really helpful or was really helpful.
Well, I'm glad you asked that question because I've done this training for a couple years. And after I've done this training, I've had at least two or three people come up to me and say that they were really glad that they had the training. And then they tell me of a relative or a family member that they knew there was something going on. They didn't quite know what it was, but their gut was telling them something. And so going to this training, they felt empowered. A number of times I've had people tell me that they feel it and they feel empowered and they are able to go to the person and get them the help that they need who is dealing in the middle of a crisis of some type. And the look on the face of the person who's telling me this, it's a look of, wow, I'm so glad I could help. I'm so glad that I could help this person that I care about or that I work with so that they don't have to struggle. They don't have to feel alone. They don't have to feel like they're going through this and no one else can help them. So it's that feeling of relief. and it's been, you know, either helping them in the depressive episode, or perhaps helping them when they're dealing with some sort of trauma, or maybe a whole host of other things. And really, it's just that feeling, that look, and that feeling of, I can do something, mm-hmm. and I'm here to help you.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the stigmatization of mental health, and that presents a tremendous barrier to individuals seeking the help they need. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. You know, on average, it takes about 10 years for someone to really get the help that they need to help with their mental health symptoms. And typically, when somebody is living through that for such a long time, you're looking at people's life functions really decreasing, either in their ability to get a job or do well in their job, in their ability to maintain their social connections, in their ability to even deal with their basic needs of food, housing, getting medical care. And so for 10 years, if someone is living with that, it can really get into a whole host of other issues, sometimes substance use, to try to stem that tide. And so with mental health first aid, and as a clinician, I almost wish that this was required of everybody. We see CPR being required of most people. We see first aid being required of most people. And so no one ever thinks about going in to get their cholesterol checked or to get their sugars checked, because it's just what you do. No one looks at you with a strange look in their eye. No one, you don't feel it. And hopefully with mental health first aid training being available and more people taking it, we're destigmatizing that too, so that if someone says, oh, you know, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that, and it's a mood issue, it's a substance use issue, that they're not going to be looking at people and feeling strange or feeling odd or feeling like, oh, I can't even say anything, that they're not going to feel like they're going to possibly lose their job over it or lose their friends over it or what have you. Nationwide, mental health issues really do touch on everybody's life. It's not just somebody else's problem or another person or another. It's really as close as just one in five people.
It's a community problem. It's a community issue. And you're hoping that not only will this mental health first aid training empower individuals, but it sounds like also spark a community-wide conversation and perhaps a normalization of mental health care.
Exactly. The wellness of a community is not just whether or not they're wearing their bike helmets, or not just if they're having the car seat belts on, or that they're using a cell phone. It's also the mental health, what's going on in a person's mind. How present are they at work? How present and aware are they when they're just talking to you? When a person's not able to be present and live and love and laugh, they're really missing out a lot of what life has to offer. And what we're hoping to do with mental health first aid training is empower folks so that they're providing hope to people. Because when someone's experiencing mental health symptoms, it's not a dead end for them. It's not a lost cause for them. There is hope. There is a chance for recovery. And really, that's what we're hoping to give to people, is a sense of hope as well as a sense of empowerment.
All right. So mental health first aid training on Thursday, the 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at St. Peter's by the Sea Sea House, $50. How can folks find out more?
Well, I'd love for people to give us a call at Sitka Counseling and Prevention Services. Our number is 907-747-3636. If now is not the time, it's not a good fit for your schedule, we do offer it every quarter. So if you are interested and you'd like to put your name on in there for another time, please do so. Again, this is for adults. We are hoping to be able to offer it for younger folks later on. If there are any younger folks out there that are interested, give us your name too, and then we'll start collecting names. What I hope to see is that this just sparks conversation. And it's like, oh, hey, did you attend that? Well, this is what it did for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, you know, I have a question about my family member, my coworker, a person that I see. I wonder how I can help them. Because when we walk by someone and we physically see, and we see them physically not capable of doing something, our heart, our humanness automatically reaches out to them. Same thing with mental health issues. Our heart automatically goes to them. Even though we might not understand it, our gut tells us. So let's respond to that. Let's respond to what our inner gut is already telling us to do in terms of just helping folks.
All righty. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Maybelle.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Maybelle Filler about how mental health is community health, and you can learn more. Mental health first aid training coming up on Thursday.